are listening to BMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Open Phones, where it's our turn to get feedback. Here's Griff.
This Open Phone segment is sponsored by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. Give us a call at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630.
Now it's time for our research report with Matt Broussard, brought to you by Terapeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales. Matt.
Looking for more hot sales trends on eBay during the summer? Think outdoor recreation with a splash of the unusual. For those eBay shoppers who want to take more selfies while snorkeling, there's the underwater photography sporting goods category. This section of the market hit a two-year sales peak in late July, thanks in part to the popularity of GoPro cameras. Even though I live on an island, I never learned to swim, so this next category suits me just fine. Radio-controlled boats and watercraft has a dual seasonal sales peak in both July and in December. Or how about surfing minus the waves? In July, eBay shoppers spent about $50,000 per week on vintage longboards. Most popular searches in this category include keywords like Santa Cruz, Alva, Powell, and Road Rider. Now, there is one pool-related category that isn't doing so well. Hang on to your billiard cues until later in the year when they'll sell better. This is Matt Broussard reporting from Terapeak. Now back to Griffin Lee.
Hold on. Wait. You were raised on an island but never learned to swim?
That's true.
I can believe it.
No.
Unless you want to get off the
I'm
island.
I'm like in
why
awe.
Why do you need to know how to swim?
I usually use a ferry that'll hold passengers, so I don't usually try to swim off the island.
There you go. That's
okay.
Right.
Okay. Thank you. Good report. Thank you
so much.
Thanks,
Matt.
Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. Looks like we have three people.
About the guy who wrote about the carrier and the tracking?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Let's do that. Yes. I got so excited about the mug thing.
So recap what the email was.
Okay. Basically, he uses an outside, other than the big three.
Right.
He uses an outside shipper.
Right. That has its own little tracking.
And it's called Speedy Delivery Service, S-P-E-E-D-E-E Delivery Service.
Right.
So what he wants to know is, am I missing something or do I have to ship with the big three to qualify? He says it seems he does not get credit for shipping on time.
He's not going to because that tracking isn't recognized.
Mm.
It's only the big three tracking that's recognized.
Okay.
In North America.
And I can kind of see
USPS.
Why, because you could say anything, really. You could put any number in there, right?
It has to be. And people used to do that before. Now that in order to qualify, it's not just uploading, but somewhere along the journey, it has to be verified. And none of that tracking is ever going to be verified. It's not part of the system.
Okay.
And it's not going to be. So don't ask, will we add it to the system? No.
Sorry about that, Jay and Kathy.
Sorry.
Appreciate your contact us email, however. John in Colorado Springs, known on eBay as MOUNTANTQS. Hey, John, what's your question or comment?
Hi, Lee. Hi, Griff.
Hey.
Hello.
About the mug shipping, I don't sell a lot of mugs, but I have a friend who does.
Mm-hmm.
And I use these for other things. But one of your sponsors, Bubble Fast, makes a product called a Scotty Stuffer.
Yeah, I've seen it, yeah.
Which is 9x5.5x3.5.
Right.
It's a cardboard box, and it fits very tightly inside a flat rate padded envelope.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And they work great for shipping a lot of stuff. I've got a camera I'm shipping out today, a small camera, but I've got it in one ready to go now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Great.
Scotty Stuffers. I'm going to order some from Bubble Fast and try them out. I think he developed that, didn't he? Wasn't that something, a friend of his or something?
I think so.
It's not Scott Henshaw, right?
No, it's not. Hey, I don't think so. Hey, John, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. That is a very good idea, actually. I had forgotten about that. Sherry in Largo, Florida, known on eBay as Scrunchies by Sherry. Hey, Sherry, what's your question or comment?
I sell a lot of coffee mugs. And I buy these boxes that are 6x4x4
mm-hmm.
and 8x4x4 for the tall mugs.
Yeah.
For 30 cents a piece. And I put the mug in that after I bubble wrap it and put it in a flat rate envelope and ship it anywhere in the country for $5.35.
Really?
Yep, and that's the cheapest you're going to ship a mug.
So it's a box 6x4x4.
Six by four by four.
Okay.
And 8x4x4 for the tall mugs.
For the tall mugs.
And it just fits into the padded envelope.
And it fits into the padded envelope, and you send it for five something. Okay, well, that's another good one, too. I'm going to try that.
Yes.
I'm going to try that as well. Thank you so much, Sherry.
I have another question.
Go ahead.
Yes, go ahead.
I have noticed today and yesterday when I get the sold emails from eBay, it used to tell you your quantity, how many you sold and how many remaining. Now it just tells you your original quantity. So when you first look at it, you're thinking, yay, I sold them all.
Oh, oh I see.
But not really.
Huh. I mean, that sounds like maybe a glitch, Griff, or a bug?
No, it sounds like a change.
Oh, it sounds like a change.
We're always changing things.
Shoot.
Yeah.
It's confusing. Thank you, Sherry. Wish we had a better answer for you today. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. Debbie in Reno, Nevada. The Book Kiosk is what she's known as on eBay. Hey, Debbie, what's up?
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Good.
First, I have to give credit to Scott Henshaw. Yes, the Scotty Stuffer was named after Scott
Henshaw. Oh, okay.
He asked Bubble Fast to create it after Granny Annie asked for it. So that's the history on the Scotty Stuffer.
Why isn't it called the Annie Stuffer?
It's
because she'd probably have a fit.
I wanted to call in with just an encouragement for sellers to start using Pinterest. I'm in a lot of Facebook groups, and a lot of people are finally jumping onto Pinterest. I'm still learning myself. You know, Lisa Satora did an amazing teaching on it at eBay Radio Party.
Mm-hmm.
But sellers that are pinning on Pinterest are seeing things sell almost overnight.
Really?
Yes, several of them are saying, I've had this listed in my store for a year. I pinned it. 2 days later, it's sold. So I just want to tell sellers, start whatever it takes, break out of your comfort zone, get into Pinterest, do whatever it takes to learn it. There's tons of YouTubes. You know, contact Lisa Satora. Get in, and Sandy Garcia teaches, and probably Kat Simpson does too. There's a lot of teachers teaching on Pinterest, and it's not just for the ladies, guys. You need to learn to do Pinterest too and get your stuff pinned out there.
How difficult is it? Walk us through a mug.
You just need the URL.
Well, first you have to have, your Pinterest account. Now, a lot of us, I have a personal one, and then I have one for my business. So
okay.
I have one with my name, the other one with my business. That's what the one I'm using more now, because I don't care about the personal. I want to sell things. So you have your account. You go right on to eBay. There's the little P for Pinterest, and you can just click that and pin it onto Pinterest. And then Marcia Glenn, who's a well-known Pinterest in our groups, she taught us to change the URL so that it actually redirects back to our eBay store. Because once that item sells, when someone clicks on it, it just goes right to the eBay homepage. Well, I want them to go to my store or to a similar category. So if it's a mug that I pinned and I have edited my URL to the mug category, maybe I have another 100 mugs, they'll go into my category on my store. So if that Tweety Bird mug sold, maybe they want a Mickey Mouse mug that I have also.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it's amazing. So I hear people say, oh, I don't have time, and I don't want to bother with that. But please, look into it. We've got Christmas coming, and you're going to sell a lot more if you're using Pinterest.
There you have it.
All right, Griff, now I'm going to try Pinterest. I'm trying everything. It's very exciting. No, I am.
Yeah.
She's like a schoolgirl.
Really?
She's trying everything.
I'm trying everything.
And
right
her mama
now.
Doesn't know about it.
And it's exciting because you're teaching us, too, as you're learning. So we're all in this together. Oh, and I was going to say, we're in Reno on vacation. I'm staying at a hotel. Well, guess who's having a huge convention here?
Who?
The National League of the Postmasters.
Oh.
Oh.
I'm telling people on Facebook, I just might stroll by there.
Oh, I think you should.
Ask them, can I ask some questions or can I give you some suggestions? I represent about 8 million eBay sellers.
Yeah, go ahead. Do it and let us know what happens.
Yeah, why not?
I will.
Let us know how that works out.
Yeah, I was warned you may not want to go buy all of them if they're not having a good day, you know, that stereotype.
So I'm going to use a Scotty stuffer, and then I'm going to go on Pinterest.
Yes, you are. This week.
I think I have a Pinterest account already. I just haven't used it.
Yeah, it's not hard. It's just learning the very beginning basics. It's like, oh, then you can do it over and over. Rinse and repeat. And the other good thing is to remember to also fill your Pinterest boards with non-sellable things. You know, like if you sell jewelry, find some articles to repin that are on cleaning and storage, because we don't want to be sold to. So you want about maybe 20-30% for sale, and then 70% good other content, recipes and different things too. So
got it. Thank you, Debbie.
Have fun. Okay.
Nice of you to call us today, Debbie. We do appreciate it.
I'm looking at my Pinterest. I haven't done anything for a while.
Huh.
I need to do something.
What are you gonna put? Well, you're gonna put up some interesting shirts.
Yeah, I can put up some shirts. Why not?
Why not?
I think these are all gone. Yeah, I haven't done it for a while. You know, I'm too busy. I can't just do everything. You know, I'm not God.
I know, but if this works for you and if you sell more, then you can just make Pinterest a normal part of your process. Of course, there are not everything that you sell would you want to put on Pinterest.
Mm.
I think it has to be something that's really got a good look to it. I mean,
what, you're saying some of my stuff doesn't have a good look?
Well,
is that the implication?
You know, I don't think that somebody who is selling old egg cartons or toilet paper rolls is going to put them on Pinterest. I could be wrong.
I think you're wrong. This open phone segment was sponsored by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship. We have another open phone segment, 888-723-4630. Guess what? You're listening to eBay Radio. Good for you.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
When eBay seller David Hutchinson needed cash for his business, he turned to Cabbage with a K.com. He says he compared Cabbage with other companies.
The interest rates were considerably higher, more red tape in that they don't understand what most e-commerce businesses do.
He explains why Cabbage is better than the others.
Well, they finance the actual user. They don't base everything on just the numbers. They want to know more about the business. They really want to know what your challenges are as an e-commerce seller, how they can potentially fill some of the gaps.
He says it didn't take long to get his cash.
Instantaneous. It was a matter of minutes.
How was David's Cabbage experience?
It's a good source for me, kind of a bridge between me tapping into my lines of credit for smaller purchases. It's absolutely great for quick buys on tools that may crop up when I don't want to necessarily take it out of a reserve account.
For more information, visit CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 273.
There's nothing like working in a well-organized space. Charlene Anderson is known on eBay as top-rated seller, purveyor all things creative. She says the main reason is...
so you don't get stressed out. Most people think that they can work in a mess, they can work in clutter, but they can't because there's this underlying feeling of tension and stress. So my first thing that I suggest to people when they ask, how can I get more organized, is get things up off the floor.
Yes.
So you don't trip over them, you don't have to step over them. You can actually vacuum or sweep the floor once in a while, but it is a liberating feeling.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio Open Phones. This is the time for you to call in, share a tip, ask a question, get some help, shed some light, get your listings critiqued, or yes, even complain. At the ready, with girded loin, here is your host, Griff.
This Open Phone segment is brought to you by BubbleFast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Someday I'll be able to say that in one breath. Rock our world with your call at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, 888-723-4630.
You can follow the Bright Yeller.
Yeller?
I never said that in my life. Mm-hmm. You can follow the Bright Yellow Gear Up for School link in the upper left-hand corner of any eBay page to visit eBay Special Back to School portal at ebay.com/RPP/back-to-school. Mm-hmm. There you'll find everything your student needs, from apparel and electronics to dorm essentials and gifts that give back. eBay calls it shopping that makes the grade. And another person who makes the grade, Giff, Sylvia, in Montebello, California, known on eBay as Red Leader 98. Hi, Sylvia. What's your question or comment today?
Well, I was listening to your shows last week, and you had mentioned that when you're doing your photography for your own products, that the photos were like inconsistent.
Yes,
right. The color. So what I use is a 18% gray card, and you picked it up at a photo shop. And so as I'm taking a picture of my shirt, I put that card in front of the right in front of the shirt, so that my camera can read that card. And then I remove I push my trigger halfway down. It reads the card. I pull that card out of the way, and then I take a photo of the shirt. And as I'm taking different photos of the shirt, you know, the collar, the front, a little bit back, the whole shirt, the colors are more consistent.
So what is it called again?
It's a gray card.
Gray card.
It's to set the white balance for your camera.
Have you used that, Griff?
I used to use it in film photography. I don't use it myself in digital photography. I just have a very controlled light environment and just have my camera set for a certain temperature.
And that's the secret.
For whatever works.
I think that's the secret. But, okay, so this gray card can be picked up probably on eBay.
Yes.
Probably.
Yes.
And, okay, we'll give it a try. Thank you so much. We appreciate your call
today.
You're
welcome. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
888 Radio 30 is our phone number. I'm learning all kinds of good tricks.
Are you writing them down?
Here, of course I am.
That's amazing.
Right here. Scotty Stuffers. Box, 6x4x4, 8x4, but I've got it all written down. 18% gray card.
I don't know why they call it a Scotty. I guess it makes me uncomfortable, that Scotty Stuffer.
Why?
The name.
Oh, the name of it.
Yeah.
It should be called Griff Stuffer?
No. It's not stuffing anyone.
There will be no stuffing.
Stuffing not allowed. Only on Thanksgiving.
Oh, gosh. Okay, I want to add something to that back-to-school thing that I just gave.
Knock yourself out,
babe. Because now through August 17th, you can create a collection using hashtag back-to-school to win $500 during the 1 million eBay collection sweepstakes. If you put together a collection of 8 or more items that capture the thrill of a new year at school, then title it with the hashtag back to school in your title and description, and you'll get one entry into the sweepstakes for each unique collection you create. The winner gets a $500 eBay gift card and will be chosen through a random drawing.
All righty. There it is.
Okay. We got lots of other news here I could go on and on with, but we do have some other calls that are coming in right now. 888-RADIO-30. We've had this bonus entire hour of calls. A lot of fun here.
It's a dream come true.
Hi, Betsy. How are you?
Hi. I just saw such a clever comment on the chat board. I had to call in with it.
What is it?
Leighton One wrote, to pin a listing of egg cartons on Pinterest, I would first pin a few crafts using egg cartons, and then hopefully I'd have an okay picture of the egg cartons to be pinned.
Okay. That's always thinking.
Okay.
Folks.
Are there any egg cartons on Pinterest?
There are lots of egg carton crafts. I have an entire bouquet of flowers made out of egg cartons in my guest room.
Oh, but
they're wonderful.
But isn't
they're in different colors of styrofoam. They're very fun.
Isn't that a little different, though, than just, you know, the people that are selling their toilet paper holders in there? You know what I mean?
Hey, same principle. Try post a few pictures of craft projects that have been done using these things, and then post a picture of the items and with a link to your listing, and it could work. Because people love that stuff on Pinterest, recipes and how-tos of all kinds. Mm-hmm. I think that's a great idea.
I just have to cozy up to Pinterest a little more and learn a lot more about it.
You do.
I know just enough.
It's not like radio. Yeah. It's all visual.
Yeah, I know. I get the drift.
Radio's visual. It's the theater of the mind.
The way we do it, it is.
It's theater of the mind.
I know.
Of course. It is. So, Betsy, how you doing?
I'm getting ready for the arrival of the family this weekend.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
Yes, so we've got the house torn up, and we're whipping it back into shape.
Whenever I hear the two words arrival and family in the same sentence, I want to bolt from the room.
Yes, but you know, hers are good. They stay in other places.
Oh.
Yes, they're staying 45 minutes away in their own RV.
Oh, good for them.
But luckily, I have about half the normal items to list this week, so my quota will be very low, and I can get it all done.
Fantastic.
But I keep hearing the ka-ching noise, and I have to keep running back and checking my eBay account because we keep selling stuff.
Oh, well, rub it in, why don't you?
I'm so sorry.
Oh, what a horrible life.
I know.
It's really rough. I shouldn't care about it again.
Here, I have the world's smallest violin. Let me play you a tune.
Playing Hearts and Flowers, right?
Thank you, Betsy.
Thanks, Betsy. Oh, the things people complain about. This open phone segment was brought to you by BubbleFast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. I did it! Next up, some intriguing free tools. This is eBay Radio. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication Global Food for Thought.
Sometimes it becomes clear when you're product sourcing that you need to fish in a new pond. BidOnFusion.com is looking for those few savvy power sellers who recognize a great new fishing opportunity when they see one. BidOnFusion.com is America's largest wholesale resource for bulk closeout lots from major retailers such as Walmart and Home Depot, along with customer returns and overstocked inventory. BidOnFusion has the widest variety of goods available to eBay sellers. You'll find great new inventory auctions going for pennies on the dollar against full retail, historically available to only large-scale liquidators. Choose from appliances, general merchandise, power tools, home entertainment, building materials, home improvement lots, and more, all bundled into premium pallets. We constantly offer new inventory every day. Check us out often. Go to bidonfusion.com. There's some big fish waiting.
Hey there, ShipStation here. We'd like to be your in-house worker bee. Here's the buzz. ShipStation excels in handling orders coming from multiple online stores and marketplaces. And we love shipping through multiple carriers. We're always working hard in the background, consolidating orders, creating label batches, updating order status and tracking, stuff like that. Our job is to make sure you get through your orders a whole lot faster. In fact, ShipStation helps you be so efficient, you'll be shaking the trees to come up with new business. Take the sting out of selling and experience shipping nirvana, the sweet honey of success. Our free 30-day trial is one of the smartest decisions you'll make in today's online marketplace. And eBay listeners, get an extra month free after the trial. Visit ShipStation.com/eBayRadio to check us out. And check us out.
Listen up, Droid users. Now you can hear eBay Radio live wherever you are with the eBay Radio Android app. Never miss another broadcast. Just go to Google Play Store and search for eBay Radio, all one word. Then download the eBay Radio app for free. It will stream the show live right on your Android mobile device. That's eBay Radio, all one word, in the Google Play Store. Download the app, then call in and tell us where and how you're listening.
The research is in. Social media marketing can increase your bottom line. Online sellers who do it correctly are reaping the benefits, and you need to be a part of it all. Social Beacon is a new tool that lets you easily post the listings you choose on Facebook, Pinterest, and Twitter all at the same time. It measures the results so you know what works. Become a successful social marketer. Go to pagemage.com and start using Social Beacon today. It's free, and you'll share your first item in just 5 minutes.